Please, friends, pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord
is risen indeed. Alleluia. A joy-filled proclamation, a mystery we don't really get, can't really get, maybe weren't really designed to get, and yet it rings true to our world-weary souls. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. We can't say this enough. It is the balm in Gilead, the water to a parched tongue, the stream in the desert, the light at the end of the tunnel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Christ is risen, the Lord is risen indeed. How different this joyful exclamation is from the words the risen Christ first heard from Mary Magdalene. Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Mary was caught up in some very serious grief. Her mind and her heart are devastated. Where is he? Where is he? She's frantically looking. The first time she says this is after she runs to the disciples' safe house to report this. They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. You've been there, I bet. She misses the angels, dressed in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been laid. Woman, they ask, why are you weeping? They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. And then she senses another person behind her and turns around. She assumes this man is the gardener, maybe even the thief. Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Mary is devastated and confused. She's got a case of crucifixion vision. Crucifixion vision afflicts most of us much of the time. It is a way of seeing and perceiving the world that makes us think that sin and death are in charge. Crucifixion vision tricks us into wanting to go back to the past. Crucifixion vision is what fuels scarcity. We can never quite have enough financially. Crucifixion vision is what binds us in sadness when we take everything personally and think that we are responsible for everyone else's well-being. Crucifixion vision assumes that nothing will ever change in our politics, that the partisan divide is too great, that the world is divided between the elites and the deplorables, between the haves and the have-nots, between the workers and the owners, between the educated and the uneducated, between worthy and unworthy. Crucifixion vision says the world is filled with winners and losers, firsts and lasts, and we'd better do everything we can to be winners. Crucifixion vision assumes death is really the end, so we'd better stuff our life with as much stuff, as much pleasure, as much happiness as we can, and try to postpone death as long as possible, with whatever means possible. Mary was caught up in crucifixion vision. And we can understand that. Jesus had died. She was trying to make sense out of things. Who took his body? She couldn't recognize the resurrected Christ standing before her until Mary, until she heard her name. "Do not hold on to me, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And then her crucifixion vision fell away, and she saw for the first time with resurrection eyes. Resurrection vision is bigger than crucifixion vision. It overtakes it. It redeems it. Resurrection vision is looking away from ourselves and all of our problems to take in the beauty of a flower, or the sunrise, or the subtle sensation of breath. Resurrection vision enables us to trust that all things work together for good. Resurrection vision knows that joy comes in the morning, even though weeping is spending the night. Resurrection vision is always open to being surprised by God, because our resurrection God is a God of surprises. The only kind of vision God has is resurrection vision. God sent Jesus into the world not to condemn the world. That's crucifixion vision. But that the world might be redeemed through him. If we only have crucifixion vision, we're unable to see the surprise. We're unable to wait for the surprise. We can't trust that the surprise is happening here, now. By definition, beyond all we can ask or imagine. But if we have resurrection vision, we know that with God, all things are possible and that love wins. And here is the really good news. If we can't seem to fix our vision, don't worry. God fixes it for us. God will seek us out, just as God did for the lost sheep, the slaves in Egypt, and the woman at the well. God will seek us out and remind us that we don't have to hold on, because God is lovingly holding on to us. God is drawing us up from the grave, offering us whatever it is that we need to see straight, to see with resurrection eyes. Amen.